Ace Podcast.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on 5, 4, 3, 2. Where it's at indeed, Craig.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
This is our first recording session of 2017. Even though we've released an episode, that was actually pre-recorded. I don't know if
I think you could hear it was pre-recorded. That's all. I'll just leave that there.
Some of our last couple of episodes have kind of been pieces, parts, but hey, they worked.
No, the problem was we had to go down to Studio 31.
And we're not going to make that mistake again.
And Studio 31 was not equipped for a podcast talk show type environment.
Nope, it was big band.
Big band, yeah, Benny Goodman, those guys. Yeah.
Benny Youngman.
Benny Hinn, what?
By the way, I've got a new studio. If that ever happens again, we got another place to go that's as good as Lee Berry.
Is it Studio DQ?
May as well be. Hey.
What?
It's time for our top story.
Top story. I get to do the story?
Yeah, you get to go first.
Fun. Because it's about two things I love, church and Tupac Shakur.
Sure enough. I had a Tupac shaker once.
What does that even mean?
Well, I used one, and then I just had one shaker.
Do you notice you say a lot of things, and I always say, what does that even mean?
I get that a lot.
People say that to you?
Everywhere I go.
Okay, so there's a church.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It mistakes Tupac Shakur, Hail Mary, for a Catholic prayer.
Oh, yeah.
This reminds me, there's an episode of The Simpsons when Bart switches the song and the minister's up front. And that was hard to come up with that word for some reason.
Minister.
Minister's up front, and he says, we'll all sing now. Turn to In the Garden of Eden by I, Ron Butterfly.
In the garden.
And they actually there's like a whole musical number. They actually go through and do it. That was a really boring story, wasn't it?
No, that
was a boring story. It felt better in my head before I told the story.
Did it really?
No. Hmm. Okay, so anywho, church mistakes Tupac Shakur's Hail Mary for a Catholic prayer.
That's pretty funny.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
I'm taking it that's a line from the Tupac Shaker song. Tupac Shaker.
Let's pray. They're already on it.
They're already starting the puns.
Let's pray this doesn't happen again.
I kind of wish it would.
There was mass confusion at a Christmas service in Sri Lanka when the program featured the words to Tupac Shakur's 1997 song, Hail Mary, instead of the traditional Catholic prayer, according to multiple reports.
So we got this on good authority that this actually happened.
Yeah, it's in print.
Yeah.
So it's got to be real. The service took place on December 11th in Colombo, but pictures of the program went viral during the Christmas holiday.
Hey, do you do a Colombo? No. One more thing. Yeah.
Just one more thing.
That's not bad.
I just made that up.
I love that show,
by the way.
A great show.
Great. You know what one of my favorite ones is? There's one with Johnny Cash.
No, I didn't know
it's
that.
A great one.
Never seen it.
Johnny is the bad guy in this one. He has to do with an airplane and pushing somebody up an airplane and stuff is really good.
How high was the water, Mama?
I was trying to think of a Johnny Cash reference, and I just totally lost it.
We used Ring of Fire on a previous episode.
Yeah, well,
so.
That's the first one. That's the go-to for
everybody. Yeah.
Anywho. So, and I say anywho all the time.
No, that's a word.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anywho, as The Guardian notes, both the Hail Mary prayer and Tupac Shakur's rap song ask Mother Mary to intercede on behalf of sinners, but they differ greatly on the specifics. So Tupac's version, I can't read all of it, but I'm gonna try to get through it.
Okay. I don't see any bad words. Oh, I do too. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Shakur's version is more explicit with lines like, I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
There's a big difference.
I really want to read that as white as possible. Can I do that?
You did.
Okay, you're right, I did. Yes. Right, here we go. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting women. I made that part up. Pictures, paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Peeped the weakness in the rap game and sewed it.
Peeped the weakness.
Yeah. He was a poet.
And didn't know it.
Yeah. Andrew Chosky attended the service and recognized the Shakur song immediately. You think? Especially considering the word I took out.
Exactly.
A lot of people were in shock as whether it was a joke or someone would actually rap the song, he told Mashable. A few of the older ladies in front of us could not stop looking at the printed booklet.
Can you see what that says? Pastor, pay attention, ladies.
He's like,
but Pastor.
Can you see what it says? It's Father.
Oh, Father.
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 I can't say this. Organizers discovered the mistake before the services began and asked for the books back, according to Father Da Silva of the Archdiocese of Colombo.
One more question.
Oh, I thought you had a question.
I did.
What?
Where were you when all those took place?
Oh, the Colombo.
Yeah, you said Colombo.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got one more question. You know, I didn't prepare for that, so I'll just give it my best shot.
That's my fault. I gave you no heads up.
It was like spontaneous impression. Yeah.
Closed one eye.
Let me just ask you one more question.
You got to close one eye.
Well, you only had one anyway.
Yeah.
The page was in the middle of the booklet, Dr. Silva told CNN. When people looked at this page, they saw it before the start of the show. Two people saw it and alerted us to it. Da Silva said the printer was a young boy who downloaded the wrong version. We are very sorry to say that this happened.
Sure he did.
He said.
He's laughing all the way.
That
you
kid,
know he is.
That kid, he figured tomorrow I'll hit the confessional. All good.
Yeah. All right, Craig, since we're already in the rap news, let's stay in the rap news.
Like I got a choice, right?
This one we'll wrap it up with this one.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Headline is, life is good when Snoop Dogg is your Reddit secret Santa.
Wow. Ooh.
Merry Christmizzle.
It made a connection here. This is going to be good, I bet.
An Alabama woman received the Secret Santa match of a lifetime when a very special package arrived from none other than the hip-hop legend Snoop Dogg.
Now, the Reddit Secret Santa thing is a thing, like, it's just worldwide or whatever. People sign up and they send strangers.
That's the way I understand it.
Okay.
I'm planning on participating next year after reading this story.
Okay, because you think you're going to get somebody important.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Dr. Dre.
You're going to get some dude that lives in his parents' garage.
The lucky recipient named Aaron.
Recipient?
Yeah.
Recipient?
That's what I said.
You said recipient.
I said lucky recipient.
That's not recipient.
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 Named Aaron. Got the present as part of this year's Reddit Secret Santa, a massive annual gift exchange organized by the social network. Erin, who is identified only by her first name...
Because she didn't want us to say Erin Smith.
...to preserve the anonymity of her Reddit username, said that she knew something was up when Reddit administrators, rather than the usual automated message, alerted her that her gift was on the way. Then the package finally arrived. I called my husband, and I'm like, I think my Secret Santa might be Snoop Dogg. Indeed, it was Snoop Dogg. Erin shared a few of her photos of the hall. Did you see any of those, Craig?
Didn't
any of the pictures?
Him. Didn't see them.
She got a Snoop Dogg Millionaire t-shirt. Check. She got a
check?
No, she didn't. She got Snoop Dogg slippers. Check. You know what else?
A small drone.
A drone.
You know, a small drone, probably one of the little toy ones. But I'm thinking, you're Snoop Dogg. Why don't you send her an iPhone or send her an iPad?
I'll ask him.
When you see him?
Next time I see him.
Yeah, okay.
I'll say, hey, Snoop, lighten up, man.
I mean, I think these were nice gestures.
They are.
But I'm thinking, dude, step it up a little.
Yeah, but still coming from Snoop Dogg.
Come on, dog.
How do you feel about Snoop Dogg?
I think he's kind of funny.
I love it.
I don't listen to his music. I think he's...
I don't think I've ever heard a song.
No, I think his whole... I don't know about his... I don't know his backstory. I don't know much about him. But just on the surface,
I think
he kind of cracks me up.
Something about him just kills me.
Yeah.
He seems like he is
what he is. He's not putting on some fake... maybe he is. I don't know. To me, he just cracks me up.
No, I think he's for real. I think that's him.
He's a for real dude. He's actually a living being.
He's down to earth is what he is. Stuff like this never happens.
I doubt it. I doubt he is. I bet most of the time he's in orbit, if you know what I mean.
Stuff like this never happens to me, like ever, she wrote on Imager.
But she said like ever.
Now she has a note from Snoop Dogg that begins, Merry Christmizzle. They wow. Huffington, now, we got this story from Huffington Post. I know how much you love them.
Yeah, don't.
They previously praised Bill Gates for being the best Secret Santa of 2016, but they regret that error because now they say Snoop Dogg.
Do you remember what Bill gave?
I didn't look it up.
He wasn't giving his kids any of his inheriting anything. So. Okay, so you got to wonder if this happens ever.
Yeah.
Apparently it does.
I've got this one figured out, by the way.
Baggage handler, that's the person that puts the bags in the bottom of the airplane,
yeah.
gets locked inside the plane's cargo area during flight.
Yes.
So he threw himself in.
Well, I don't know. I've seen him have to crawl up in the guts of the plane to
Yeah, they might
situate.
Get shut down by accident. Yeah. Can I read the story before you start telling people what's going to happen? United Express is investigating how a baggage handler became trapped inside the cargo area of one of its planes en route from Charlotte, North Carolina to Washington, D.C.
Luckily, that's not a very long flight.
No. Still, I think it's cold in that thing.
Shoot, yeah, it does.
The United Express Flight 6060, operated by Mesa Airlines, departed Charlotte Douglas Airport and traveled for 1 hour and 22 minutes to Washington Dulles International Airport Sunday. The plane was an Embraer 175, a small regional jet, according to FlightStats.com. Reginald Gaskin, 45, who declined to comment when reached by the Washington Post, was stuck inside the cargo area of the plane, but was reportedly unharmed. Airline workers became aware Gaskin was possibly trapped in the plane when the flight was already en route.
So they said, we're missing a man. We're down a guy down here.
Yeah, you guys didn't take off one of our guys again, did you?
Hey, check the baggage.
United Express confirmed it was looking into the incident. An employee of the airline ground handling vendor was found unharmed in the aircraft's cargo hold, it said in a statement to Charlotte's local Fox station. That's not really weird news. This is dumb idiot news.
Do you think that when they got to Dulles and opened the cargo, he was like wearing somebody's sweater and somebody else's coat and somebody else's slippers and just trying to stay warm? You know, opening bags.
I wouldn't have had any.
Here's what happened. So this happened, what was the date of this? Did it say?
No.
Okay. I'm guessing it was before Christmas, right? And this guy's got family in Washington, D.C.
You think he stowed away?
I think he said, you know what? They're not going to let me off for work. This is going to Washington, D.C. I'm jumping in. And he said, hey, Billy, cover me up.
You, first of all, don't know if Billy was even working that particular shift.
No, Billy always works with him.
And also, you're making stuff up about this guy. You don't know.
They're a team.
What if he got stuck on the conveyor and it threw him in the back with the rest of the stuff?
Then I would like to see a video of that because I think that would be pretty funny. Okay, Craig, this is a good one. This is one that I was happy to read. Headline is, police officer impersonator.
Was that his job?
No.
Like an Elvis impersonator?
In his little daydream, it is his job.
Okay.
Police officer impersonator tries to pull over off-duty cop.
Oh, that's not going
to
work
out
well.
He tried to pull over the wrong person. I can't for the life of me imagine why anyone would actually want to impersonate a cop. I could come up with a couple of maybe dressing up as the Village People.
Well, and that would fit you perfectly.
No, it wouldn't. Although he was the only straight one in the group.
Not that you're saying anything's wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. But I remember on Behind the Music of the Village People, he was like, I didn't even know they were gay. I didn't know it was a gay band. He said that he was watching some like concert footage, and he thought, wow, that looks gay.
You think that would have been in some kind of paperwork you would have filled out when you joined the band?
It was pretty interesting. Some might want to feel the power of speeding by people as they get over to let you pass. But for the most part, it's apparently that those people have some kind of mental illness. This odd and illegal behavior caught up with one motorist in Akron, Ohio, when he tried to use his Crown Vic.
That's it, the Crown Vic.
Yep, to pull over a fellow motorist who happened to be an off-duty police officer.
Mm-hmm.
After a uniform officer in a patrol car caught up with the impersonator, they found that he had everything he needed to fool the average civilian into thinking he was a cop. Inside the car were badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Uniforms, a bulletproof vest, a collection of weapons, and a stockpile of ammunition. The biggest twist is
I don't think most officers carry a stockpile of ammunition. Okay, go ahead.
The biggest twist is that the driver was a former reserve officer who was let go impersonating a police officer. This all ended up with the driver being arrested on the scene and charged with a slew of charges. That's the official word.
Slew.
Related to impersonating an officer and attempting to make an arrest. So if he attempted to make it, what was he going to do? Drive home and say, this is my jail.
Why was he pulling the guy over?
I don't know. That part's like
You know, this would be a better story if it told us a little more, like what was his intention?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Why do you pick these stories?
The headlines. The headlines pique my interest.
Okay, so here's a story I can get behind, okay?
Finally.
A woman is bitten by a crocodile while posing for a selfie with it in a Thailand national park.
Why do people do this? Remember we had the story with the guy and the buffalo.
Maybe the crocodile had a little sign that said, you know, selfies, 25 cents.
I'm a selfie croc.
What?
Selfie croc.
It's a selfie croc.
That's a crocodile whose job it is to pose for selfies.
You know a lot of things.
I used to work at a zoo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
A French tourist was bitten by a crocodile.
Oh, son of Jacques Tussaud.
This crocodile bit me.
Hey, baguette.
What?
Randomly
asking for some bread?
Yeah. I'm speaking French, Craig.
Can I?
Jacques Cousteau.
I know, but I need to tell the story. People need to know.
Fouli fafa.
That's nothing, what you just said. Okay?
It is.
A French tourist was bitten by a crocodile while reportedly posing to take a selfie with it at a national park in Thailand.
Coulee boom boom.
The 41-year-old was visiting Khao Yai?
Coulee boom boom.
National Park in Thailand with her husband. She is believed to have squatted down next to the reptile, which was at rest in its pond.
You're not going to give me Coulee boom boom.
In order to take a picture herself with
That's
it.
That's the only real French word I know.
I don't even know what it means. I don't want to know.
It means candy.
Okay. Everybody?
Calais boom boom.
Duly noted. As the photo was being taken, the crocodile bit her in the thigh. She was rushed to the hospital on a stretcher and is being treated for her injuries, which are not life-threatening. The couple...
Baguette. Yeah, baguette.
The couple are thought to have veered off the walking path and onto wilder pastures despite signs warning them not to do so.
No, turn away. You do not want to come this way.
Does your duck bite?
Pictures from Thai news site, whatever it's called, show the woman being taken from a swampy area by rescuers with a large bandage on her leg as worried onlookers watch on.
I thought it was a prop.
In November, a zookeeper in Australia proposed to his girlfriend in the crocodile enclosure while filming the encounter. In October, footage of an Australian woman fending off a crocodile with a flip-flop went viral.
I remember that story, yes. And it was an alligator flip-flop, actually.
I'm going to be honest. These stories are not weird enough for me today.
That's a weird story.
It's weird.
This woman was bitten by a crocodile because she tried to take a selfie with the crocodile.
Well, that's true. Do you think she had a selfie stick?
No.
That might have been all the difference. He might have respected her a little more.
Okay, my turn. This one goes out to Randall, our friend Randall from Don't
Wake the Kids.
Headline is, contractor sues couple claiming their pet squirrel attacked. A contractor is suing a Virginia couple for $90,000, Craig.
That's a lot of acorns.
For injuries he says were caused when their pet squirrel attacked them all.
Them all.
It just went nuts.
I see what she did there.
The Virginian Pilot reported Monday that Daniel Felice says he was doing contract work this summer when Deborah and Paul Desjardins' squirrel bit.
You made that up.
I did not.
I don't even know that. Just keep going.
That's the correct pronunciation. You know how I know?
Desjardins.
Yeah.
Desjardins.
This isn't the French story.
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
But we have a hockey player with the same name on
so
the
anyway,
National Predators.
The squirrel bit and scratched his leg and hand.
Yes. The lawsuit says the couple was keeping the animal as a pet. That isn't against the law.
I don't know if it is or not.
Paul Desjardins.
Do I look like I know the law?
You look like an animal lawyer. Paul Desjardins says that never had a pet squirrel. Says they never had a pet squirrel. And this little thing sitting on my shoulder, that's a dog.
That's a monkey.
It's a monkey with a funny tail. And the animal lived outside in their neighborhood, but never indoors with them. Under city code, residents are not allowed.
What about over city codes?
That's probably okay.
Okay.
Over. Under city codes. Residents are not allowed to keep wild animals without a permit.
Who's to say he's wild? Isn't that sort of subjective?
If it's a pet, it's probably, you know, docile or tame.
Probably not.
Paul Desjardins says their insurance company is handling the lawsuit, which was filed this month. Felice's lawyer could not be reached for comment.
Because the squirrel's eating his face off.
Squirrels are funny.
I think squirrels are hysterical.
I like squirrels. I'm a squirrel guy. Wow. Squirrel!
Okay, why do I get these stories?
Get the chopper.
Be sure to draw your curtains.
This year's word of the year is Buddhist brought incense. Chica.
I think that was close.
Yeah, it was. For all those who don't speak German, and indeed for those who do, here is Austria's word of the year, adding to the challenges of reading and speaking the language. The word is, I'm going to read it one more time, and it's spelled differently this time than it was the first time.
It is. There's more letters in that word than in the alphabet.
Or what it means is postponement of the repeat of the runoff of the presidential election.
Can you read that word? Let me try it. Bundespräsidentes Deutsch Wahlhauer Wangfersks.
Chicka, 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 ka, chicka.
I think I got it.
You forgot that at the end.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
That's like a little accent they put over the letter. Yeah.
Now.
So, the tongue twister was born of the record time it took to elect Austria's president and was announced following a poll of 10,000 people carried out by the research unit for Austrian German at the University of Graz in cooperation with the Austria Press Agency. All those people got together. It took that many people to come up with that stupid word.
Bundespräsidents Twitch.
We're moving on.
Well, there's a couple things that make this story two middle-aged dudes worthy. Number one, that word is ridiculous.
That word actually sort of mocks us because it knows we can't pronounce things half the time anyway.
And the other thing is that Austria actually has a word of the year. I mean,
that Austria's got anything of the year.
Get down!
Get the chopper!
We had the story.
Get the moose and squirrel!
It doesn't work unless you do the Russian thing.
We previously had a story about a fellow that was dumping mail in a porta potty. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, headline is, man arrested for mailing more than 500 garbage items to former bullies.
Is there a law?
I don't think there
is a law.
Can
I not send you an old milk
carton? Oh, guess where this is from? He's from Tokyo. So this is a good one. Police in
gonna get letters.
Mashino, Tokyo, have arrested a 40-year-old man on suspicion. Oh, so it is a law. On suspicion of violating a public nuisance ordinance after he sent more than 500 garbage items by mail to four people whom he claimed bullied him during his school years. According to police, Shigata Miyaru has admitted to the charge.
Words.
Fuji TV.
The heck?
Reported that
between like a B-52 bomber just flew over.
Fuji TV reported that between August 2015 and October of this year, Miyaru mailed at least 70 packages containing such
That's
items.
That's a lot of money.
Rotten teeth. No, he
no Chinese pack. You know, probably didn't cost much.
And he didn't use postage. We'll get
to that. Tokyo. I'm sorry. This is Japan.
Yeah.
My apologies,
East
China.
Japan.
My apologies, China.
Okay. He sent things like rotten tea leaves, dirt, old women's underclothes.
So compost.
Yeah.
Not the women part, the leaves and the...
and others to four men who were in the Boy Scouts with him when they were in school.
But he did it with a twist.
He did it with a twist. Police say Miyaru would put the target's name and home or workplace address as the sender on these packages. And he'd just choose random names and addresses to mail the items to. He then put the envelopes without stamps in mailboxes, knowing that the items would be returned to the sender, his intended targets. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's probably fraud of some sort.
It probably is.
Because he's actually working the system to... But that's pretty genius.
Yes, I'm impressed. Miyaru has admitted to the charge and said it was revenge for when he was bullied by the others in Boy Scouts.
I heard about this before, but it was actually a horror movie, and the guy brought them all back to a class reunion and started killing them all.
That's a good movie. Why would the... I didn't know that they had Boy Scouts in Tokyo. I mean...
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I'm going to look into that. I'm not a Tokyoian.
Yeah.
What would you be called if you're from Tokyo?
A Tokian? A token?
Amazon. You've heard me say it once. You've heard me say it twice. Amazon.
There, I love Amazon.
I've said it twice.
It's so easy.
There's a DC man that ordered a TV from Amazon.
Yeah?
You know how thoughtful they were?
How?
They sent him an assault rifle instead.
Wow.
That's up in the game.
Was it HD?
I don't know. I heard a quality sound. You could hear it.
Pow, pow.
It's not yet clear how it happened, but a Washington, D.C. musician who ordered a flat-screen TV. Why is a musician ordering a TV? Why doesn't he order, like, a guitar?
It's a good question.
He ordered it through Amazon, received a military-style assault rifle instead.
Dang. And in Washington, D.C., you can't even own. It's against the law to have one.
Well, I think the next sentence is even more tragic. Seth Horvitz ordered the 39-inch Westinghouse TV. Poor guy. He bought the Westinghouse?
He's on a budget, man.
through Amazon's one of their third-party vendors. On Tuesday, UPS left a smaller box at his apartment. He thought it was a kit. He was going to put his TV together. The 38-year-old electronic musician told the Washington Post he thought the seller had sent him a stand for the set. Inside, Horvitz found a black, that's racist, semi-automatic SIG Sauer SIG 716, similar to the M16, which U.S. forces have carried for 50
years.
That's
a mean gun.
And the AR-10. The SIG 716 is used by law enforcement and the military. I was confused as to how that kind of mix-up could happen.
You know what? I'm kind of confused about it, too. You got a TV, you got a gun.
I know. It surprised me to see how easy it would be for a gun to show up on someone's doorstep. Not just a gun, but an assault weapon. But, you know, as you go on in the story, you'll see what happened. The box had two mailing labels, one with his name and address, the other for a Pennsylvania gun store that had ordered it from a supplier. Neither the gun store nor the supplier was identified. Horvitz notified the sender and called D.C. police. He told the Fox station the two officers who responded, quote unquote, were a little confused at first. They've never seen anything quite like it. What, a gun?
So that's what a gun looks like.
Really?
It's in Washington. I'm probably not.
They just gave me this baton.
Only the criminals have guns in Washington.
They just took my information and then said, we'll handle this weapon because it's illegal to keep here. It's illegal to transport in a car, so it can't be returned.
So what are you going to do with it? Dissolve it with acid?
Apparently they had to blow it up. On Deadline has asked Amazon whether it has determined how the mix-up occurred and whether it has policies covering gun purchases. We'll update if it gets answered. Not we'll update.
But no, we might.
But here's the thing.
I like a good news update.
To me, it sounds like this is kind of obvious what happened. I mean, it says there were two labels.
Yeah.
And it was clearly supposed to go to a legal license, like a gun shop.
A dealer, yes.
And it went to the wrong place. How many times just this past week I've gotten mail at my mailbox that belonged to someone else?
I got a bomb the other day.
Right.
And
it was supposed to go to the jihadist next to you.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
you got his bomb.
It was just on the wrong porch.
Right. We're going to be called out as being racist on that.
Not really.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, yeah. If the IED fits.
Oh. All right. Headline is, and this is one of the fun stories. Man arrested after threatening ex-girlfriend.
I hit my microphone again. Did you hear that?
We were just talking about bombs. Listen to this headline.
She was the bomb.
Oh, you dropped your bomb on me, baby.
Baby.
Man arrested after threatening ex-girlfriend with bomb made of sausages.
Sounds delicious.
It does. I've had some of those sausages, by the way.
Are they called the bomb?
No, but they felt like it. A man was arrested.
Should you play the theme music again?
A man was arrested this week for threatening to kill his girlfriend and her family with a bomb that was actually just a bundle of sausages.
What was he going to make them do, ingest it?
I wonder if it was Vienna sausages.
Eat it. Oh. No, because he couldn't have twined them up because
they'd go right through them. A young man cannot figure out how to deal with the rejection like a reasonable adult would decide when his girlfriend's course of action was to... Oh, wait. Let me start that over.
I wish you would.
A young man... who could not figure out how to deal with rejection like a reasonable adult.
Well, he's a young man.
Decided that the best course of action was to disguise some sausages as a bomb and threaten to kill his girlfriend with it if she wouldn't take him back. You think she went, oh,
I mean, honestly,
that's
so
sweet.
Let's think about this. You write that down on paper. It makes sense. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I love you so much. I'm going to kill you.
I mean, he's writing down his options. I'll get some sausages. This is going to work. I'm going to win her back.
Right.
And if it goes sour, I'll just give them the sausages.
I'll make a pizza.
Yeah.
According to Shanghai List, the young man.
Shanghaiist.
Oh. According to Shanghai List.
No, Shanghaiist.
That's what I said. According to Shanghai List, a young man had been trying to get his ex-girlfriend to take him back, but she would not. Last week.
She said, no.
Last week, after she again told him that she did not want to see him, he wrapped four sausages up.
I don't want to see you no more.
To look like a bomb, and then he sent her a picture of it. And he said... A picture. Said it was a real bomb. He allegedly said...
No, this was a bomb.
It's going to blow up in your belly. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
In your belly.
He allegedly said that if she did not come see him, he would use it to kill her and her family. There are many ways to win a woman's heart, but threatening to kill her and her entire family is not one of them. Somebody should have told him that before he made
that
sausage bomb.
That's probably something that should have been written and maybe framed on the wall.
Yeah. The man's sister saw his threat and contacted the police herself. The bomb turned out to just be sausages, but the man has been arrested and charged with endangering public safety.
This story gave me an idea when you said Vienna sausages. Oh. We should have an episode where we get some disgusting foods and we'll take turns trying them.
I for one want no part of that.
We'll go. Come on. We'll like draw names of a thing, and we'll be Vienna sausages, potted meat, Spam.
I can eat all those things. They're not disgusting.
Those are everything I named.
I like a good Vienna sausage.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I love them because you don't have to chew them.
Sardines.
You can swallow
them. I've never had a sardine before.
I have accidentally had a sardine and threw up.
They're just salty, right?
I don't eat anything that swims, ever. I don't eat anything from the ocean or from any kind of water.
So you're telling me if I train a cow to swim, you will no longer eat cow? No. You said if he swims.
Okay. You train a cow to swim, I promise not to eat it.
What about a pig?
Nope. Pigs do swim, but they don't live in water.
Why do you eat them?
They're not from water.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
No, you said anything that swims. No.
I said anything that comes from water.
No. You said anything that swims.
You need to back this tape up. Hey, don't make me back this tape up.
We don't use tape.
I'll back this tape up.
You probably do. You were born so long ago. Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Correct. You know what time it is?
What time it is?
It's the time when I always say, I'm gonna review a podcast on the Ace Podcast Network.
You've never said that.
Oh.
But I will.
Somebody said that.
Okay. Ace Podcast Networks, which we're proud members of.
Ace Podcast.
They're loaded up on new podcasts, a whole bunch of new ones. So I'm gonna review today. You know what I'm going to review? Battle for the Ages.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, this is
it
a show.
It felt like it needed that.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
It brought tension, drama.
A little bit.
Andy and Greg are assigned two related topics at random, and they're forced to duke it out whether they agree with their positions or not. So in round one, which is really interesting to me because they each kind of record their opinions on
They
go off somewhere alone.
They each record whatever their topic was.
So the other one can't hear it.
Right.
And then they bring it back, and that's round one. They play that part. But then round two, they discuss and kind of duke it out. The gloves come off in round two, so to speak. And they had one on Star Wars and Star Trek. I've never been a Trekkie, so I didn't listen to that one. Then there were a couple of other ones, but the one I pegged, which I knew I'd be interested in, was Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and then they had a guest, TJ came on, and they had Michael Myers. So they had three choices.
So Greg was Michael Myers, Andy was Freddy Krueger, and the guest TJ was Jason Voorhees.
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear. And I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but I'm sure Andy's really funny. I for some reason, Greg cracked me up when he was talking about Michael Myers.
Yeah, Greg was funny, but he was dead wrong.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. Because,
you said dead.
Yeah,
dead wrong.
Andy nailed it with Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger, you bring him out of the nightmare into reality, but they didn't.
Part
three, they brought him out.
Well, they shouldn't have. Yeah, leave him in there for Pete's sake.
Yeah,
anyway,
leave him where he is.
I mean, everybody sleeps. You sleep until you die, right?
So I don't know.
Freddy has access.
I've never slept that long.
Freddy, and I don't care if Michael Myers or Voorhees.
But I will say Greg was talking about when he was talking about Michael Myers. I mean, it's true. I mean, he's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, he has.
Jason just drowned.
Yeah, he did.
Was just
but
he was just.
But if you had listened.
He couldn't
swim. They talked about how he was reincarnated as a full-grown monster.
Yeah.
So that's some power there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's an interesting podcast.
I personally like all three of these villains.
Did you look at the pictures of them on the...
No, but you're going to go
on. You talk about nice beards.
I don't talk about nice beards because I can't grow a full beard.
You know, you've got facial hair.
I've got some facial hair.
Yes, you do.
But I can't grow a full beard.
Well, that's okay.
No, it's not. Imagine. Think about my feelings.
You look
like you just stepped out of the woods.
I did, just before the podcast.
Because you live in the woods.
I was in the woods. I've noticed, though, Ace Podcast, most of the males on Ace Podcast have pretty impressive facial hair.
So I'm going to get cut out soon.
No.
Or I'm your plus one.
No. Ember doesn't have facial hair.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Anyway, check out Battle for the Ages at acepodcastnetwork.com. where you can catch a load of all the podcasts. We'll be talking about some of the other new ones, too, coming up. But anyway, tune in next time when you might hear Craig say,
"Hey, I was chewing that gum." Listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM, or on Facebook at Two Middle Aged Dudes. Our website is twodudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.